This is Mark Strassman, a reporter with Utopia Media's California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Eric Tang, who is the communications director for the California Clean Money Campaign. Welcome back to Utopia Media's California Politics Today.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark.
Give us the shortest soundbite you've got about why clean money is necessary for California.
Well, I think that we are seeing just an outpouring of anger and frustration and with the way that our government functions here in California and nationwide. People feel that our elected officials are not accountable to the voters and that they're more accountable to their major campaign contributors, and this is a way of restoring that trust by making our elected officials accountable to the people that elect them.
Okay, what's the importance of AB 583 to that process?
Well, AB 583 is the Clean Money and Fair Elections Act, which is going up for a vote in the Assembly Elections Committee tomorrow. It is a bill that would help establish a system of full public funding of election campaigns, which is what we call clean money.
And what are the main provisions of AB 583?
Well, it sets up a voluntary system so that candidates can choose to run for office using public funds as opposed to having to raise money from private sources or using their own money. The idea is that, one, this frees them up from the very time-consuming task of fundraising and dialing for dollars, and allows them to go out into the communities and talk with voters of all economic levels, not just those who can afford to cut a large campaign check. And also, we feel that this will end the perception that government our government acts on a pay-to-play manner by making it so that elected officials, when they take office, are not beholden to anybody, not beholden to their major campaign contributors, and instead are able to make public policy decisions in the interests of the public at large.
Okay, now you mentioned that AB 583 is up for a vote in the Committee on Elections in the California State Assembly tomorrow. Could you elaborate and tell us exactly when that meeting is going to take place?
Sure. It's going to be tomorrow. That's Tuesday, January 10th. And the hearing is in room 444 of the State Capitol Building, starting at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. Now, that committee consists of 6 members?
Correct.
And 2 of them are Republicans and 4 of them are Democrats?
That is correct as well.
And what do you know at this point about the procedure and process at that meeting? Is there going to be public input, or is the committee just going to discuss among itself and then vote on what's it going to vote on exactly?
Right. Well, there will not be a public testimony part. They had that on a previous hearing. The only testimony that will be given will be by the bill's author, Assemblywoman Lonnie Hancock. But we definitely do want to pack that hearing room as we did at a previous hearing. So we're really encouraging anybody who's supportive to come out to that tomorrow. And there will be a vote at the end of the testimony.
Okay, now what do you know about where the members of that committee now stand on this measure?
Well, we have one co-author on the committee. That's Mark Leno. And Lloyd Levine is, we know, is supportive. Actually, we have 2 co-authors. Johan Claes from the East Bay has become a co-author since April when this was last heard in the Elections Committee.
Tell people what the term of art co-author means exactly.
A co-author is someone who has signed on as a supporter of the bill, officially.
So that means they're a guaranteed vote in favor of it, is that right?
It's not guaranteed, but it's more or less guaranteed.
Okay, and so you're saying there are 2 of those co-authors, Johan Claes and Mark Leno,
and then Lloyd Levine, who's not a co-author, but is supportive of the concept, and we anticipate that he will vote in favor as well.
Okay, that sounds like 3 out of 6 so far.
Right, so the real swing vote is going to be Tom Umberg, who's actually the chairman of the Elections Committee, and he's a Democrat from Santa Ana who is sitting on the fence at this moment. So we're encouraging anybody to call or fax his office and put some pressure on him.
Would you have that fax number near to hand?
Hold on, I actually do.
And while you're looking for it, tell us just a little bit more about who he's going to be listening to in trying to decide how he's going to vote.
Well, Assemblymember Umberg, whose fax number is 916-319-2169, is considered a very fiscally conservative Democrat, and I think that is the one thing that he needs to see and to understand is that this is the clean money bill is a very fiscally conservative program, and that we're trying to make sure that our taxpayer dollars are spent in a way that is desired by the majority and the public at large, and we're trying to eliminate special favors and loopholes and tax breaks that are often given to major campaign contributors as a form of payback.
Do you have some idea, is there an estimate out there about how much this bill is likely to cost to implement?
Well, currently our bill is, we've capped our bill at $134 million per year, which sounds like a large amount, but it's really not. It comes to about $5.50 per adult Californian per year,
right?
Which is, you know, a very reasonable amount to pay to invest in a sound and functional democracy that, as I just mentioned, you know, we hope will ultimately improve the way that the government functions in Sacramento, so that we'll be, you know, saving a lot of money annually.
Is the idea that the tax breaks and other benefits delivered to investors in the political process would be less forthcoming under a clean money regime, and therefore net-net, the taxpayers would be ahead of the game?
Yeah, that's essentially what we feel would happen. So.
Okay. What about the other members who we haven't mentioned? Do you know where they stand and how important are their votes? Mark Weiland, who's the vice chair and Republican, and the other Republican, Mr. Valinis.
Yeah.
Do you know where they stand on this?
We actually do not know where they stand because they weren't forced to vote on the issue back in April,
right.
And we feel that, you know, they are less likely to support it at this point, but we definitely encourage people, especially people who live in the Fresno area or the San Diego area where they are from, to call and express their support. And I have their fax numbers as well here. VNS is 916-319-2129, and he's the representative from Clovis, which is near Fresno. And Mark Weiland, San Diego area, is area code 916-319-2174.
Okay, so essentially the Democrats who control the legislature and control the committee and have four members out of the six need to have all four of them voting in favor of this to pass it.
That is correct.
And again, Tom Umberg, the chair, is the swing vote at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the measure passes the committee, what happens to it next?
The next step would be for it to go to Public Safety Committee.
Right.
And then if it passes out of that, which we anticipate it will because Mark Leno is the chair of that committee and
right.
He's a supporter,
right.
Then it would go to Appropriations.
Okay.
And if it passes out of that, it would then go to the full Assembly.
Okay, and then after that it would go to the Senate. Is there a comparable bill in the Senate, or the expectation is that the Assembly bill will pass into the Senate and be processed there?
Yeah, that would be the hope, is that after the Assembly, then it would move over to the Senate, and the process would begin again there.
Okay. So. Now, how crucial is this vote for the future of clean money in California?
Well, I'd say it's very critical. We want to succeed and move forward, and we feel that the time is right, and that you know, this would be a very strong step forward if we were able to move out of the Elections Committee, and then start our way down the road towards a clean money future.
Okay, now, if it doesn't pass the committee, essentially, if Tom Umberg decides he doesn't like it and he votes no and it gets, a 3-3 vote, what options are available to your group, California Clean Money Campaign, to pursue clean money in California? Does that kill the whole process, or can you go back through the legislature? Would you consider an initiative? What's the situation if it fails
right.
in the committee?
Well, it certainly wouldn't, you know, kill the movement in general. It would be a step back, but it doesn't necessarily shut the door for going through the legislative route. Could introduce clean money essentially in a different bill,
right?
Or and definitely we are always willing to consider going the initiative route where we put it on the ballot directly.
Okay, but as a fast way of proceeding, a positive vote in the Elections Committee tomorrow would certainly help.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I want to thank you very much, and I hope we can continue to speak as this process unfolds.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome. Oh, one last question. I've been watching public discussion in the media about the terrible scandals that are rocking Washington about lobbyists and campaign contributions and mm-hmm. bribery and whatnot. And everyone, all of the commentators seem to be throwing up their hands and say, you know, maybe we'll have a little lobbying reform, maybe we'll have a little campaign finance reform. But there's really, you know, none of them is mentions public financing of elections, clean money, clean elections. Have you noticed that too, and why do you think that is?
Well, I would disagree. I have noticed the clean money pop into discussions here and there, but you're right. I mean, I think essentially it needs to be, you know, it needs to be a prominent part of the debate and the discussion, and I think that's just a matter of public education. When the more people are educated on the clean money option, the more likely that people are going to think, you know, look towards it as a viable solution.
Okay, good. I want to thank you very much then, and let you get back to your lobbying work.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, take
Bye.
Care.